Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. And I hope that it is a good morning for you. And thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I've got Sherry back. How are you?
No, I'm doing okay. It's a new year. It was an interesting month with my dad's illness and passing. But my dad's strength and positivity lives right through me.
So I love it. You look amazing. And my thoughts and prayers. And thank you to all of our listeners. We had so many people call in and really you. Just give you their best. And I appreciate that. Tom, how are you? Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year. Everything's going well as we go into 2015.
I know. Can you believe that? It's like, it
feels good. I think
I think this is going to be a good year.
I feel it. 2014 was not
you
so
know,
good.
and for everybody out there, life is an endless struggle of frustrations and challenges until you find the brighter side of anything, brighter side of life. And that's what we do here. We talk about the brighter side. So every Saturday morning, that's us, Kim, myself, and my guests and my co-hosts here to share your brighter side with us. And so I do want to remind you of that. Also, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here from 2 to 3 on AM 1590 KVTA. And thank you for making us one of your favorites. I do want to give you this phone number, and that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, we bring you the brighter side of the 805. And I want you to always remember what we try to do here is to have you listen, learn, and laugh with us. And it's always really inspiring guests that make our show talk about their journeys. And that's kind of what we do here. Tom, what are some of the gifts that we're going to be giving away?
We're going to send you to the theater if you're lucky. Camelot, Fred Cavalli Theater, January 15th through the 18th. That's in Thousand Oaks at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Beautiful Santa Barbara also has the show at the Granada, and that is running from January 20th to the 21st, 2 days. And that, once again, is Camelot. How about we're doing the last 5 years, Rubicon Theater. They put on the best shows in Ventura. Beautiful theater. A great place to go. The Rubicon Theater Company of Ventura just announcing the director and cast for the company's main stage production of the last 5 years. So you got to check that out. My favorite is Stomp because I love percussion, love dancing. That's also in Thousand Oaks at the Cavalli Theater and the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Beautiful place to go with those terrific automobiles. They call them amazing automobiles. And we have tickets for that, too. You got plenty of time. Those run all the way through. They're good till May.
There you go. There you go. And, of course, we've had so many people call in about our word, our inspirational word that will get you a gift certificate to Lures. And the word for today is New Year. So if you are listening to our 2 to 3 show and you remember the word New Year, give us a call. That means you're listening to both of our shows, and we really appreciate it. So again, write that word down. Call us between 2 and 3 so that you can win a gift certificate to Lures. Lures, and they're great. They're all over the place. They're growing like leaps and bounds. They have one going up in Santa Barbara right now, but Santa Barbara, Ventura,
Westlake,
and Camarillo, and great fish restaurant. And we thank you for all your support there. Our guest today, I'm really excited, is Jake Ducey, the author of The Purpose Principles, How to Draw More Meaning into Your Life. Perfect for the new year. Those are all these things, you know, tomorrow doesn't just come. It's like we make it. We make it better for each other and for all of us. So then also I've got the twin sisters, best-selling author of Team Judy and Sherry Zucker, and they're going to talk about the ultimate allergy-free cookbook. And lastly, we'll be talking with Marianne Radmacher, and her book is Lean Forward Into Your Life. Listen hard, live with intention, and play with abandon. And That's what we're doing here on the Kim Pagano Show. Again, the phone number here, 419-0008. Say hi to us on Facebook and, you know, go to our page, Kim Pagano Show. And also we're on iTunes. And Tom, can you tell everybody about our new online show?
It's very exciting. You can now listen to the Kim Pagano Show online at dynamictalkradio.com. That's dynamictalkradio.com. The show will air live every Saturday at 6 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and you can check it out there. Again, key, dynamictalkradio.com.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to hearing you all over the place, and just that we're just kind of reaching out there. So
exciting that we're reaching beyond Ventura.
Beyond Ventura,
very, very cool.
Yeah, definitely. So anyways, let's bring our first guest on. And, you know, before we start, let's give something away. How about a couple tickets to Camelot? And that starts January 15th through the 18th, and I've got a pair of tickets for you there. Also, we've got tickets at the Granada, and that's January 20th and 21st. So, you know what? Let's give two pairs of tickets away. 419-0008. 419-0008. That is to the Camelot. Great show. So, anyways, let's invite our first guest on, Jake Ducey, the Purpose Principles, How to Draw More Meaning into Your Life. Jake, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of the 805. Really, we're spreading. It's going to be like the brighter side of life, really, right?
What a great start for the new year to have you on, Jake, talking about purpose.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey. And I see that you've been traveling the world, right?
Yeah, I'm 23, and my journey began as a 19-year-old, confused college student. I decided the answer for me was to drop out of college, travel all around the world, and I realized ultimately it wasn't going to be found, that deeper meaning, in a certain country. But coming back, and I realized as a 19-year-old I had this story I needed to share, so I went back, I wrote my whole first book called Into the Wind, and I was so excited. I was like, I know my dream publisher. And so I took visualization to the nth degree, and I took hundreds of flyers. I covered my wall in affirmations to this company. I don't want to say their name, but we'll call them Dream Publisher. I put, literally, you walk into my room and every inch was basically covered with them on my wall and ceiling. And I thought for sure it was going to happen. And I got denied by them.
But you sure didn't give up, obviously.
And I didn't give up, and I ended up hearing about a really legendary literary agent named Bill Gladstone that represents a lot of my favorite authors, from Deepak Chopra to Eckhart Tolle, that lived nearby. And I decided to show up at his front door with my manuscript. And
I love it, Jake. You just don't. This is like you're like my style.
And
I just show up.
Jake, what inspired you? You know, we're always talking about the brighter side, but what inspired you to actually write a book, look for an agent? I mean, that's a huge undertaking for, you know, someone that's 19 years old.
Well, it was two things. It was one, I realized most of us are gambling on the biggest risk of all, and that's the bet that one day then we can buy the freedom to do what we want, or then we'll have time. And that was, I believe happiness is living life on our own terms. And that was a term that I wanted to live by for work. And two, I believe that I had something that could inspire people. So it was my own personal interest of wanting to create a life I loved, but I also knew I had something of value, and I couldn't get a publisher, self-published, and went door to door, learned how to sell, sold 12,500 copies, and Penguin Random House, the biggest publisher in the world, picked me up, and that's what led to my new book, The Purpose Principles, being published. So it was really those two things, my personal desire and really stepping into a greater purpose that was giving my life meaning.
I was going to ask you, Jake, I love this idea of learning it versus living it. You know, so many people intellectualize these principles of purpose and goal setting, but how many people actually live it? And being in the new year, what can you tell our listeners about living it?
Yeah, I think it's a very important concept where we all know the importance of goals, and whether they're small things like getting in maybe better shape or eating healthier, or maybe a more ambitious quote-unquote goal like writing a book or an album or a business, I think great ways to start are asking ourselves questions. I think that it's important to find out things that make us feel like ourselves. In the book, The Purpose Principles, I write about writing down 30 things you want to be, 30 things you want to have, and 30 things that you want to do. Another way to look at that would be writing down 101 goals. I think these are great practices because, one, we're not used to writing it down, and two, we're not used to really asking ourselves what we want. I think those are great immediate things. The first things are usually things. By the seventh or eighth or ninth thing, it gets a little challenging, and we really have to
dig deeper. I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now, I'm so glad that you are here and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Jake Ducey. We're talking about the purpose principles. What are the purpose principles?
To me, the very first principle is knowing what you want and having a vision or standing for something. And this is my book is about the common threads between the world's biggest difference makers. They all stood for something or had a vision, whether it was someone like Martin Luther King or Mother Teresa, or it was someone that is just more of an author of today, like J.K. Rowling or Jack Canfield. They had an idea they stood for, or they had a value that they stood for that can be looked at like a goal. I think that's a great way, a first step. And then I think from there, the second principle that's so important is process over outcome. Like Henry David Thoreau says, the point of a goal is who you become in the process, not what you get. And when we're stunted by our goals in the new year, if you take action and write your goals down after this interview ends, remembering that when you're stalled, just ask yourself, who do I need to become in order to reach that goal and so, something greater?
So basically, Jake, you took celebrities, authors, experts, and you're telling their story?
Yeah, and with my story incorporated throughout. It's a reinvent. There's a lot of people from today's world, from Taylor Swift to Nelson Mandela.
So what's Taylor Swift's story? Let's just start there. What is Taylor Swift's story?
Well, the media... One thing we know for sure, and the only thing I think we know, is there's this really famous girl that's apparently living her dreams and making money doing what she loves. But no one knows that she didn't just, like, become born and had this huge stage and success and fulfillment in her dreams. She was a 14-year-old unknown girl who really wanted to become a positive influence in millions of young women's lives. And she wasn't making any progress. She had a demo tape, and so she wanted to go on tour with Tim McGraw. Well, Tim didn't have an opening act. He didn't know who she was, but she called every single day their offices and kept saying, I'm just wondering if my demo has been received. I want to be the opening act for Tim McGraw. Every day she called.
So, oh, my God, so, you're giving me chills.
Well, so
I love that.
And what you're talking about is persistence. You know, I actually lost my dad couple weeks ago, and a lot of his isms or a lot of his sayings live in my head, and one of them is, you know, why reinvent the wheel, right? That's a
oh,
famous
wow.
saying,
yeah,
if I'm saying it correctly. So what I'm hearing you say is, you know, this would be a great book, a great workbook to sort of follow what other successful people do and finding your way through their wisdom.
That's how I wrote the book. I totally believe in why, you know, of course we all have our own spin, but the principles are the same. She asked for what she wants. She was persistent about it. So I highlight all these familiar faces that have unfamiliar stories. I'm really excited because it's not a Think and Grow Rich or Jack's Success Principles books, which highlights a lot of people that aren't alive anymore. This is really the first book that I'm aware of that's really bringing to light a lot of people in today's media, many we know of and some we don't know of, and seeing what are these common threads and how we can apply them.
I think that's great because a lot of people do give up. You know, it takes from A to Z to make it happen, and a lot of people quit at K, you know.
Right.
So what
well,
I'm here, yeah.
I just opened up to one of the pages in your book and says, stop blaming. Take personal accountability is a beautiful thing because it gives us control of our destinies. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I think a great example of that is I write about how in the book the Beatles were denied by Decca Recording Studios, who said they had no history in show business. Same thing happened to Elvis Presley with one of the biggest concert promoters in Nashville, who said he's better off going back to his first job, which was being a truck driver. Now, we can blame it on someone else rejecting us, or we can reject rejection and take responsibility that this is where we are, and ultimately we have the choice to continue to keep moving forward, that nothing can stop us if we become the person that we need to be in order to reach our dream or our goal, or just to get healthier, or to find the right relationships or business, whatever it is.
This reminds me of a great, it's called Famous Failures. It's a video clip that I actually show when I speak across the country. And it, one of the famous people is Disney, where he was told he wasn't creative. I mean, can you imagine
right.
Walt Disney being told he's not creative? And there are other examples, too. It's kind of incredible. It's not only the self-doubt you have, but the self-doubt that others have around you. And you just have to push through that self-doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really believe that. I believe one thing they didn't teach us about the alphabet is that there's 26 letters. So when plan A and B fail,
it's recognizing
there's so many more. And I believe that's really where personal responsibility comes into play, is recognizing that there's no one path, but there is a million paths as long as you keep moving forward.
And I love your youth. I love the fact that you could actually, you know, I work a lot with kids that are, you know, recently sober, and, you know, they've sort of done some things in their lives that they think that there's no way out of. But here you are, 23. I think you can inspire so many young people.
No,
so many
I love his energy. There is no question. I love that. Okay, so we have on here, how can we become our own superhero? Yeah.
We can become our own superhero by recognizing that we have the same capabilities as any other superheroes.
Yeah, we're all human. We're all just the same. It's just some people have pushed a little harder, correct?
Yeah, and I think, one thing that we think other people are superheroes and we're not is that we think that we need to be fearless in order to take action. But I interviewed Laird Hamilton, who's arguably the greatest big wave surfer who ever lived. He invented tow-in surfing, where the waves are 100 foot tall, so you have to take a jet ski to get in. You've probably seen clips of him surfing 100 foot waves. I interviewed him. I said, "What do you think about fear?" This is a guy who won the ESPYs Athlete of the Decade over Kobe Bryant years ago. I said, "What do you think about fear?" He said, "Man, I'm expecting him to say, I am fearless." He says, "I'm so scared when I'm out there I don't immediately start, I lock up." And I think that's what it means to be a superhero, is to recognizing that it's not about being fearless, but being courageous.
Right. I love that. I love that. It's basically leaning into whatever it is you're feeling.
Yeah, I love it.
Totally that, yeah.
Yeah. Now, why do we need to redefine success? Talk to us a little bit about that.
I think that it's clear the traditional routes of success are broken. There was recently a large Gallup poll that came out this fall that Forbes and Fortune did huge write-ups on. They interviewed surveyed thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans, 76% of whom said they're actively disengaged with their job. They do not like their job. And over 25% of them said they hate their job. Well, something's not working when we're getting broker and broker following this traditional paradigm that success often in our media means to accumulate more things. Well, perhaps it's about creating more things rather than accumulating them. To follow someone else's path of success or the traditional route to success may not be your route. And I think in order to be successful, we have to know what that means to us. Like, it's totally different for Donald Trump opposed to Billy Bob. Yeah. Everyone has their own definition, and for me it was to write books. Regardless of what happened, the outcome wasn't important. And so I feel like I'm a success, and so in somebody else's eyes, that's not their definition. But in order to define it is the only way for us to feel like a success, or else we're always going to be on to the next. I'm not there
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
not
that's
there.
What I'm hearing you say. It's like the more disease. It's never enough. So
yeah.
If you define yourself as I wrote a book, I'm a success, then
yeah.
It's, then all is well, right?
I love it. Jay Ducey, First of all, I am going to have you back because you're amazing. I mean, I love your energy. I love what you're talking about. You know, my question to you is, one, we always ask this on our show, what took you to the brighter side? You know, you definitely had your journey, and obviously, you know, we all kind of fall a couple times. What was it that took you to the brighter side?
What took me to the brighter side? I think realizing that soon we're going to be fuel for the fire or flesh for the worms, and that life's ending 1 minute at a time. And when I never really realized that. We just kind of think it's just all we're always going to be here. And when I really recognized that was when I realized I really needed to make the most out of it, especially looking around my travels around the world. I was able to see how so many people are living without really anything, and it made me reflect on really how blessed most of us, anyone listening to this, is that we have the opportunity to have a phone or an internet to listen to this, and really just making the most of these opportunities.
All right. Well, I loved and I totally enjoyed listening to you and talking with you. Where do my listeners learn more about you?
Thank you. Well, my website's jakeducey.com, J-A-K-E-D as in David, U-C-E-Y, and my new book, The Purpose Principles, is out, just coming out the beginning of January, and that's The Purpose Principles on Amazon. Anywhere online, pretty much.
I love it. All right. Well, Happy New Year to you, and again, thank you for being part of the brighter side of the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You got it.
And then just maybe a little shout out about Somas Nut House.
Yeah.
Need a last minute gift, you know?
Well,
someone's
anytime,
birthday's
really,
coming
yeah.
up or whatever, hard to buy for a friend or relative. The Somas Nut House has something for everyone. They can ship anywhere in the U.S. Come see us in the original store at 4475 East Los Angeles Avenue in Somas. They're good. I had some of those nuts. They're awesome.
I know. And they have everything.
They have
they've
boxes.
Got, yeah.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Anyways, go check them out, Somas Nut House. You know what? Let's do a giveaway. Actually, the Ronald Reagan Library, it's almost to the end now. And May 1st is actually, it's running through that. But the Amazing Automobiles, it's the ultimate car exhibit. So let's give away two passes to that, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest is Judy and Sherry Zucker, and we're going to talk about the Ultimate Allergy-Free Cookbook. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
When it comes to gift-giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift-giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us here at the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Happy New Year also to everyone out there. And, you know, I tell you, we're just doing it one day at a time, and that's what it's all about. Our next guest, Judy and Shari Zucker, and they have the Ultimate Allergy-Free Cookbook. Welcome, ladies. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Kim. Great. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good. I think we talked years ago on my 1400 station, correct?
Yes, it was really fun. You're doing an incredible job.
Well, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about both of you guys. Both of you are twin sisters, correct?
Yes, we're twin sisters, and we're known as the double energy twins.
Ooh, love it.
Double energy, that's great.
I love your dad, by the way. I'm just going to give him a little shout out there.
Yeah, Erwin is amazing. We love him, too. Yep. We've been the double energy twins ever since we were 16 is when our father coined that name, and we have it trademarked.
I love it.
When we wrote our first cookbook was when we were 16 years old.
So how many cookbooks do you have?
This is our sixth book.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I think I had you on like your first one, so you guys are going to have to send me some of them.
I have to know, where do you get the time to write six cookbooks? I wrote my first book 4 years ago, and I still haven't written my second. I want to know how you do that.
It's hard. You have to learn to balance it. You know, as mothers and as we multitask here.
Yeah, there you go. Are you guys identical?
Yes, we are identical.
Okay.
And we have five straight generations of twins in our family. Shari has twin boys, and Erwin, who our father, the publicist, he is a twin.
Oh, my God.
So, and it's no fertility drugs here. It was all natural twins going through the family. Yep, this is Shari on my honeymoon. I got pregnant with my twin son from everyone in Monte Carlo.
Wow. What a great honeymoon. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to actually just tell everybody right now, and you know, that I'm actually, my daughter is expecting twins too.
It's a twinning streak then. I know.
So I just want positive prayers because, you know, that's just that we're so excited. So for
that
the new
so
year.
Great.
I know. And we don't have any twins in our family. So
you don't even know how that happened, huh?
No. And no fertility, nothing. It was just.
Oh, my God. What a miracle.
Yeah. So we're so blessed. So
sometimes you don't know if there's twins that could be very far back.
Way far back. Exactly. So, yeah. Anyways, we are excited to talk about your book. Do you both have allergies, or why did you write an allergy-free cookbook?
Well, that's a good question. Well, first of all, this is Judy. My son Tanner has two allergies, one from dairy, which is a protein called casein, and another one from wheat, which is gluten. So really had to be creative in the kitchen and make fantastic recipes that tasted good and still were free of the top eight allergens. And I just wanted to do real quickly tell you what the top eight allergens are, which are dairy, eggs, wheat, soy, shellfish, fish, peanuts, and tree nuts. So this book...
Wait, what was the last one?
Peanuts and tree nuts. Tree nuts would be like almonds, walnuts.
Oh, okay, tree nuts. Got it. Okay, yeah.
And like, for example, this is Shari. We love nuts, okay? But when we're writing a book about allergens, we had to accent on the top eight. There are many people, for example, that sometimes can outgrow their food allergies. But when it comes to peanuts and shellfish and fish, often they never outgrow them.
Now, would someone know for sure that they have an allergy? I mean, let's say they just in general think, oh, I just have stomach problems. I mean, what are some of the symptoms of knowing that you have an allergy?
Oh, my God.
Food allergy.
Immediate signs would be like hives, difficulty swallowing, because there's a difference between a food allergy and a food intolerance.
Oh, okay. So, what is the difference?
Well, a food allergy would be that somebody could, it could be fatal, and they would need immediate assistance.
An EpiPen.
Exactly.
Yeah. My nephew, one is, well, he doesn't need an EpiPen, but one is allergic to peanuts. He needs, his parents never let him go anywhere without an EpiPen. My boys are allergic to bees. And so they need an EpiPen for that.
Does that mean honey as well?
I don't know if it actually would need honey, but if they get stung by a bee.
Uh-huh. Right. So. And the thing is, so in an intolerance is that it has kind of similar symptoms, but it's not fatal. But you get rashes, trouble breathing, hives, nausea. It could be diarrhea. It could be a lot of different body symptoms.
But the sure way to know, though, is if you want to take a blood test, because that will tell you conclusively what allergies you may have.
When Shari says that, there's also some doctors recommend just doing an elimination diet. Like if you feel like you have an allergy to walnuts, take walnuts out of your diet for about a month and see if you feel better. Or wheat, because of the gluten. But there's a lot of different allergies.
I'm just curious. You know, I'm a therapist, and so I have to ask this question. What do you know about mental allergies? Like how it would affect you emotionally?
Wow, great question.
Exhaustion.
And also attitude. When we are not comfortable and we're not healthy, you know they say your health is your greatest wealth, you act differently towards people because you're not happy. You're not feeling good. So it could absolutely affect all sorts of relationships. But allergies are definitely on the rise, and often people weren't diagnosed with them. There's over 18 million people in the United States that suffer from food allergies. And so when we wrote this book, we talk about stocking the kitchen. We talk about delightful drinks that are and chips and snacks and soups and salads and sides and mains. I mean, we really do the gamut here.
150 sugar-free, plant-based, allergen-free, easy-to-make recipes.
Okay, and you just said they're easy to make. Okay, right? So all the recipes, I like easy. I like
easy.
I like to pull them out in about, you know. So are they mostly like, how long do they usually take?
Oh, back maybe 20 minutes. I mean, there's really delicious recipes in this cookbook. I mean, we wanted to make it fun and simple. And a lot of people wanted soups. And there's a carrot bisque soup. And there's a savory salad, like black-eyed peas and tomato and parsley salad.
I'm looking at this one, coleslaw with lemon, cilantro, and vinaigrette. Oh, my God.
We love that coleslaw. Oh, it's so delicious.
Yeah, that sounds so
easy. So what are you replacing what for what in general?
Well, for example, in the coleslaw, there's two different ones in the recipe book, too. But we use lemon juice, and we use, instead of the mayonnaise, there's a product that you get in the refrigerated section at your local grocery store called Veginase, and just get the one without the soy in it if you're having
eggs.
An egg.
Okay.
It doesn't have eggs in it.
Veginase. So traditional recipes, it would take one thing, and you're replacing it with something else.
Absolutely. And some are not just recipes that a lot of people know of. Like, for example, there are kale veggie salad with lemon tahini dressing.
Ooh.
Tahini is a sesame spread that is people who have food allergens to nuts or tree nuts can often still eat seeds. And, for example, they can still eat coconut because
Ooh.
Coconut is a seed and not a nut.
Wow, that's interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us and waking up with us here on AM 1590 KVTA, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Judy and Shari Zucker. We're talking about their book, The Ultimate Allergy-Free Cookbook. And so you have over 150 easy-to-make recipes that contain no milk, eggs, wheat, peanuts, tree nuts, soy, fish, or shellfish. Wow, what a great thing. You know, here's a question. Do you come up with these recipes by yourself, or do people send them in to you? How do you go about getting all these recipes?
We come up with them ourselves. Rarely. We do have a website, though, by the way, and if you want to see what we look like, doubleenergytwins.com. And that shows how identical we are. You can also get a free recipe of the month. But, yes, we come up with these recipes ourselves. But sometimes people write us on our website and say, I love this type of meal. I love the pizza. Can I make a crust without gluten? Can I do this? And so we look at traditional comfort foods that most people love and enjoy, and then we tweak the recipes. We have to do a lot of testing in the kitchen, and our husbands are excellent guinea pigs.
Wow. Yeah. I'm looking at your cauliflower bakes. I love do you make, mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that. Your daughter just her daughter just had her wisdom teeth pulled out. She had
my
to make
son's
got to
do
like
that next
night.
Week. Yes. Oh, yucky.
You know, like I'm thinking of Brussels sprouts. Now, I'm not going to say why on air, but when I have Brussels sprouts, it's not a pretty picture. But if I, but if I have them, you know, fried or baked, then
roasted?
I can eat them. So what's
about
roasted? I mean, yeah. So what's up with that?
Oh, the roasted, absolutely delicious.
But she's talking about the side effect from it, correct?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it changes. It's literally its molecular construction when you change something from roasted to raw or cooked.
Isn't that interesting?
We prefer most foods raw, but if there's a certain food that doesn't, like my daughter, for example, she doesn't like raw broccoli. She'd rather have it steamed. So, you know, there's different things that people have and they like better.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Wow. So give us a couple tips that you have found, you know, in your cookbook or things that we can help us for our new year.
Well, oh, that's right. Okay. Well, the new year, the number one resolution tends to be to go on a diet or get healthy. And so Shari and I are all about inspiring others to live a healthful lifestyle anyway. So just a basic helpful hint, if you find out that you have a gluten intolerance or some type of food allergy, then the Ultimate Allergy Free Snack Cookbook, and that's our other one, and the Ultimate Allergy Cookbook, we have two allergy free cookbooks out right now. They are very helpful, and we talk about how to stock an allergy free kitchen. It's not that hard. You can get these foods at your regular grocery stores. Nowadays, they have gluten free sections, allergen free sections that are easy accessible to people. But just be aware of certain hidden allergens in foods. For example, I love oats and oatmeal, and that is not in the top 8 food allergens. But sometimes they're in a facility that has cross-contamination with wheat. So often oats can be gluten-free oats, and that's what they mean.
And finally, what inspired you at 16? You know, we're always looking at what inspires people to
be the brighter side of life, you know, right? I mean, to take it to this next level.
Well, what inspired us to actually cook and write our first book at 16 was our mother, because she was a total inspiration. Her food and cooking was so bad, it was survival, honestly. So that was a definite inspiration.
That was the first inspiration. But, of course, when we were going to Beverly Hills High School, we ran cross-country and track. We found out certain foods gave us more energy than other foods.
Wow. So what's the top energy food?
Wow.
Water.
drink water. Dehydration, but also the complex carbohydrates that we always found, sticking with a vegetarian diet was key for us. And staying away from the sugar. There are so many hidden sugars. There are ways that people can sweeten foods with fresh fruits and also honey, maple syrup, agave, coconut sugar, other forms of sweeteners if they need them.
Well, I think this book's going to be a big hit.
Yeah.
People are searching for this kind of thing. I mean, I have one friend, she's got major issues with allergies, and I can't wait to tell her about your book.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Judy and Shari. And, you know, send me your other book so we can have you back on. I love this.
Oh, we would love to. We'd love to.
I love it. We love talking about food.
Oh, we'll talk about food anytime.
And easy recipes. And you know what? I'm going to just share this again. Your health is the greatest wealth. And I love that. So with that, thank you so much. Where do we find out about your book and where do we find more about you?
Well, please go to our website, doubleenergytwins.com, and they can follow us on Facebook,
and they can get the book on Amazon, and even at our website they could click the Amazon logo there.
Barnes and Noble.
You got it. Very good. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy
and a healthy
New
Year. New
Year. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You got Thank it. You. All right. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Mary Ann Radmacher, and we're going to talk about lean forward into your life. So many of us, you know, so many of us hold back, and why? We are the producer of our lives. So, Shari, I know you want
to... just a quick shout out about Camarillo Yoga Center. At Camarillo Yoga, the students range in ages from 5 weeks to 96 years and come in all sizes, shapes, and levels of physical conditioning. Yoga is not only for flexible young women. Far from an anonymous workout facility, their friendly teachers and students welcome newcomers to the mindfulness practice of yoga and mindfulness meditation, which have been a gift to to all. They're at CamariaYoga.com. And for more information, they have a 9-week mindfulness meditation series starting in January 27th. That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Everybody needs to meditate as far as I'm concerned.
No, I totally agree. And not only that mindfulness, oh, my God, go on her website, everybody out there. You're going to see how many people this has helped. It's really about being in the moment. So with that, let's do a giveaway. Let's do the last 5 years, a couple tickets to the Rubicon. And that starts January 21st through February 15th. And we've got tickets for that, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I have tickets for the holiday ice rink at the Lakes.
Yay.
And let's give away a couple tickets to that, too. We got the phones ringing off the hook, 419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
When it comes to gift giving and traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your gift giving needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right, everyone will be nuts about your gift.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are truly like the brighter side of life. That's what we talk about here, and I know that I keep
saying
people
need more of that brighter side.
We do.
And you know what I was thinking, Kim? Tell me what you think, but when I hear brighter side, I was thinking it's actually a different perspective.
Yeah.
To me, that's what brighter side means, is having a positive perspective.
Yeah. It's not, you know, it's just like, okay, so what's, you know, what's the brighter side of this situation? That's really what it is, you know? And there's so many times that you can just kind of turn your day around.
Look how we can look at things differently.
There you go. Well, our next guest, Marianne Rodmucker, is our next guest. Her book is Lean Forward in Your Life. I love that. And let's bring her on. Marianne, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Well, Happy New Year, and thank you for joining us. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have been a lifelong writer. I've been a person, the title of my book is actually Lean Forward into Your Life, and it is a practice that I've observed since I was a child, that when people were paying attention, wanted to see better, wanted to understand something more specifically, they literally lean forward in their chair or in their stance. And that's a perfect metaphor for people.
So you were ahead of your time when people were talking about being present and conscious and all that new age stuff.
Well, I was a little bit ahead of my time. Yeah.
You know, I love it. It says begin each day as if you if it were on purpose.
Yes.
I love that. I mean, really, that's the way we need to wake up every day.
And actually,
with an intention.
There's a Tibetan book. I can't think of the name. Live as if you're, and it's going to sound depressing, but it really isn't. Live as if you're dying.
Oh, yeah.
And I know people are going, what? But truly, it's a one perspective. It's another perspective on how to look at your life.
Well, and it's ultimately the truest perspective that we share with people all around the globe, because in truth, it's not as if we are.
We are dying. Is that what you're saying?
If there's one thing we all share, it's our need for air, water, and food. And the fact that we all will come to the end of the chapter of our life sometime.
And I went through that with my dad, and it really does. And it's really I share this not to be sad, but to say that, you know, that's so true. I mean, you really look at life differently when someone passes. It is just complete. You have a whole different perspective.
Yeah. And
I also enjoyed spending time with my dad in his last days, and not once. He took note. Sissy, I always thought that I'd be proud that I never missed a day of work. But now...
He didn't. Yeah.
He understood that was not the priority that he should have been paying attention to.
Oh, he basically said that at the end of his life?
He did. And we hear commonly, very rarely on anyone's deathbed, do you hear them say, I wish I'd spent more time at the office. He did. He had a perfect record. He showed up on days that he should have been in the hospital,
What if somebody's really passionate about their work?
Yeah, well, I mean, I get that. But, you know, I think we want to live with nothing unturned, you know, lived our full life.
And having other interests, you know, and looking at our relationships. In other words, I was looking at something in your book about how we can appreciate our friendships.
Mm.
Yes.
So maybe you can share a little bit on that.
I think that we fall into habits and patterns with our lifelong friends and forget the opportunity to send a thank you or a gracious acknowledgement of their loyalty, their longevity, just who they are in the world, because they're one of our best friends. They know that, right?
Right. You know what's interesting? I just had a birthday, and you know what I did this year is, yes, I have some amazing friends, but I have friends, like I'm sure everybody else does, that you don't always get to get together with. And those are the people that I asked to be around. I wanted all the people that you go, we should get together sometime, or we should, you know, that's who I want. I mean, because we always say that, but some of us never do any of that. And so I think make time for those people that have left a footprint in your life.
Exactly. And that's what my dad was saying to me, that he was at the end of his life with very few relationships.
Wow, I think we had the same dad.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's that era. It wasn't so much that he was passionate about his work. I love what I do. I work a lot. But my work is my joy and my play. It's my calling.
Yeah.
His commitment to the workplace was a reflection of his generation and a sense of ethics.
And my dad's was about self-sacrifice and basically wanting to leave his family in a good state.
Yeah.
You know, that was his joy, is to make sure that his family was well taken care of.
I think that is an old generation of how they were taught, because I think that that's something that's important to my dad, too. You know, I know that your book, tell us a little bit about what we're going to find in your book.
You're going to find stories from some of my most important and key friendships and relationships. I asked some of the most important people in my life to tell a key story about their life, and they are engaging and just striking and diverse stories. You'll find the poetry that emerged from key experiences in the course of my lifetime, and stories, the backstory behind some of my most popular pieces of poetry.
Wow. Now, what are some of your tips to begin to live with intention? I mean, is that how you live?
It is how I live, almost all the time. So today, this very day at the pharmacy, when I went to fulfill my husband's prescription that cost $29.80, the pharmacist handed me a bill for $302.78.
And what was your intent?
I literally leaned forward on the counter. Remember, that phrase lives with me. And I engaged the pharmacist's eyes and I said, for 7 years, I have paid $29.80 for this prescription, $302.78. And then I laughed.
And what did they say? Was it a mistake?
He said, well, this is our new supplier. And I said, well, I would like to engage your help in finding either the old supplier or a way to replicate something reasonably close.
Yeah.
Rather than a 10 times increase on the cost of this monthly drug. And as I stood there, I had a narrative going in my head. You could create a scene. You could ask, did it not occur to you
right.
that 10 times larger was out of line with your practices? And that is what I observe in my intentional life. I pause. I take a breath. I think about how is it that I want this to turn out, and how do I want to be able to remember it?
So living with intention. I love
it. And so often for me, it's different for everyone, but for me it involves taking a breath and practicing a pause. Mm-hmm. I call it practicing the purposeful pause.
What does play with abandon mean?
It means lighten up, let go. Don't always have to be doing something that has a predictable and measurable outcome. And I've felt this way for years, but I fortunately now have neuroscience to back me up, that playing randomly and with abandon actually increases our cognitive processes and our ability to solve problems.
So what is adult play?
Adult play is different for every person that's doing the play. For one person, it might be jumping out of an airplane. For someone else, it might be knitting a hat.
Right. So that's good. So there's no one way to have fun. Basically, you're talking about is joy. I got to tell a pharmacy story. That pharmacy story kind of reminded me of something. It's completely off topic, but I have to share it.
Dude.
I went to the pharmacy with my dad to get his medication before he passed. It was a location, the exact location where I was born. It was like the same spot. It wasn't the same building because the building had changed. But if I wasn't present and conscious of that, I would have never noticed that. And I thought that was an amazing full circle story.
It absolutely is.
It's about being really noticing where you are, what you're doing, and what's the significance, and what kind of meaning can you draw from it.
And it sounds like a metaphor, but it's really not. I talk about listening hard.
Right.
And listening hard involves seeing well as well.
Right,
as you just described.
Right, like what is the symbolism here? What does this mean?
Yeah, really being in the moment, though, too, right? Because you have to really engage in what's
It's about
going.
Being awake.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what we're talking about.
Wow.
It is.
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, really. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And again, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and it's a completely different show with different guests. Our website is kimpaganoshow.com. And Tom, let everybody know that we also are online now.
Yes, there's another way to hear Kim Pagano, and that's online at dynamictalkradio.com. Dynamictalkradio.com. The show will air every Saturday at 6 a.m., 2 p.m. Again, dynamictalkradio.com. Very nice.
And we're going to have podcasts up for that, correct?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they're all already on iTunes and kimpaganoshow.com. You can hear all of our back shows there. Marianne, give us a couple of your favorite tips that help you really, one, appreciate your friends, practice wellness, and...
Or how about just what inspired her to be on the brighter side of living?
I'll take the last question first.
Yay.
Okay. I had a childhood that could have been characterized many different ways than the way I choose to characterize it. I suggest that my parents did me a tremendous favor by giving me a lot of alone time in a room with books and papers and pens.
Mm.
So what might seem worthy of a call to Children's Protective Services today is the very thing that has made me who I am, and I am so grateful for the unique challenges that I got to face as a child.
Well, they say that we choose our parents. If you're, you know, a metaphysician believer, you know, you sort of choose the parents you have. A lot of people don't like that idea.
So rather than characterizing my parents as perpetrators of certain unkindnesses, I recognize that I am who I am, and I am shaped in the way that I am.
That
because
is
of
so much brighter,
yeah.
That perspective. I love it.
Now, practicing wellness, here is my favorite thing of all. All through the decade of the 90s, every morning, with very few exceptions for 10 years, I danced for 5 minutes, the first thing in the morning, before anything.
Wow.
And I had a level of energy and vibrance and just a vivaciousness that came from 5 minutes of dancing to some of my favorite music. And I lost the habit, and just recently I've picked it up again. I breathe better. I have a more dynamic voice. I'm more present to my day. I have a better attitude. Because even in the face of the most difficult circumstances, if you dance
into your life, that's what it's all about. Marianne Radbacher, Lean Forward Into Your Life. That is her book. Thank you so much for being a guest here on The Kim Pagano Show.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You got it. We are actually at the end of our show, and of course, we're going to end it with a moment of happiness. Cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Thanks, Sherry, Tom, and all our listeners out there. You know, don't put a lot of responsibility on your life. Just make it a good one every single day. With that, I'll talk to you later, 2 to 3.